Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 10th of August. This week on Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we focus on the truth that rest is a gift from God that should be a normal part of our routine. Our Bible reading again is Mark chapter 2 and verses 23 to 28. Today it's coming from The Voice. One Sabbath, Jesus and his disciples were walking through a field of grain. As they walked, his disciples grew hungry. They began to pull from the stalks and eat. The Pharisees confronted him. "Did you see that? Why are your disciples doing what our law forbids on the Sabbath?" Turning towards the Pharisees, Jesus said, "Do you remember the story about what King David and his followers did when they were hungry and had nothing to eat?" They said nothing. So he continued, "David went into the house of God when Abiathar was the high priest and ate the bread that was consecrated to God. Now, our laws say no one but the priests can eat that holy bread. But when David was hungry, he ate and also shared the bread with those who followed him. The Sabbath was made for the needs of human beings and not the other way round. So the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath." Amen. Sabbath worship is part of God's rhythm for our lives, and it is there for our benefit. Our Sabbath worship is not for God's benefit, nor chiefly for anyone else's benefit, but for our own. We need to worship God on the Sabbath. Worshipping God on the Sabbath allows us to look up from our own circumstances, our worries, our problems, our circumstances, and to focus on the God who is in control of them all. Worship helps to put everything else into perspective. It helps us remember that our God is much bigger, much stronger, and much more powerful than our problems. It reminds us he can help us through whatever we have to face in the coming week. We were not designed to face life on our own. We have a God who loves us, who cares for us, and who wants to walk with us whatever we are facing. Worshipping on the Sabbath simply reminds us of him. So use the coming Sabbath to refocus on him and rest in his love, power, and authority. As you think through these thoughts today, you may want to use this question to help you go deeper. What is the biggest obstacle you face to ensuring you've refocused on God by worshipping him each Sabbath? I hope you'll come back tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we think through the importance of really resting with your church family.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.